All right. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for coming. As always, please feel free to take some donuts while I'm talking if you want. Thank you to the Merrillis family for sponsoring and for bringing the donuts. This week, very interesting case. I don't know how often this happens. In Israel, there was a frum family that had a non-frum neighbor. And one of the Kirev techniques, I'm not sure why they chose this particular one, was to try to get them to stop having secular newspapers and instead have frum newspapers with Divrei Torah in it. They thought that that would help the family grow in their Yiddishkeit. Not sure why. But the arrangement that they made is that this non-frum family would stop subscribing to their newspapers, and this frum Jewish neighbor would send them their newspapers that they received. So they would be getting a free subscription, basically, to a Jewish frum Torah newspaper. This worked for a couple of months until the frum Jewish neighbor asked his non-frum neighbor, "What do you do for a living?" And he said, "Well, I sell fish." And they found out that this guy who owned the fish store used to wrap his fish in his used newspapers. So while he was having the secular newspapers, he would just take all the old ones and wrap up his fish in them and sell them to customers. Now, since he got rid of his secular newspapers, he was wrapping them with newspapers filled with Divrei Torah. So this frum person that was trying to be Makarev, his not yet frum neighbor, he asked the question, is he allowed to give him these newspapers if he knows that the neighbor is going to wrap it up with fish and treat it disrespectfully? What do you guys think?
Good idea. Okay.
You say good. Anybody else agree that it's okay?
Yes, I do.
You do. Okay. So what's the rationale to say yes?
This is real. Bring him in.
Yeah, so a cost-benefit analysis, that the long-term gains outweigh...
Also, newspapers are kind of meant, you assume they're going to be thrown away. They're not... newspapers are not exactly viewed as shameless.
Yeah, okay, so that gets to that is one of the major... There's a number of reasons to be lenient here. One of them is, are these actually really shameless? And the answer is, it depends who you hold like. Most people in our community... we have a much more lenient, we have a much higher threshold for what shamos are than in some other communities. Rav Schechter says that if you treat non-shamos with the same sanctity as shamos, you're actually devaluing the concept of shamos, and so you're disrespecting all the real shamos. So we have a much higher bar. But assuming you have a lower bar, that a lot more things are shamos, it would still be okay.
And still the issue of disrespect. Forget about whether shame or not. It's just not appropriate to be using Divrei Torah for that.
Correct. So you could still say that there is a general idea to respect something that has Torah material on it, but then it gets a lot easier to make this cost-benefit analysis saying that, look, you know, ultimately the goal is to get this family to take on more mitzvahs.
Assuming that that's like, you know, that benefit, which is, you know, argument for you to check my value is probably minimal. Who knows what actually reading the Divrei Torah if they're reading the rest of it? Right? You know, you don't know, right?
Well, I can't.
Meaning, you don't know, right? Like, if they said, we're reading the Divrei Torah, then it's one thing. You know, then maybe you might want to ask, you're actually reading this? Or just okay, great, we got it, we're just reading the general news part and then skipping over the Divrei Torah.
Or you've enabled that.
Right, yeah, or you can get the guy who's getting his fish to start reading Divrei Torah while he's cooking the fish. So there is one other reason, though, to be lenient, which is very important if you work in an office with non-religious coworkers. In general, we have a concept that you're not allowed to enable somebody to do an aveira. The classic term is lifnei iver. You're not allowed to put a stumbling block in front of a blind person, and that doesn't just mean an actual stumbling block in front of a physically blind person. It means setting somebody up to do an aveira is actually usur. However, this is in a very limited case. Lifnei iver is only a problem if they couldn't do the aveira without you. So, for example, the classic case of the Gemara is there's somebody that wants to eat something that they're not allowed to, but it's on the other side of the river, and they can't get it unless you throw it across to them. So in that case, you're not allowed to because they couldn't do the Avera without you. But here they could. In other cases, they could, and so that wouldn't be a problem. However, even in cases where they could do the Avera without you, there is still a rabbinic prohibition called misayeya, that means to help. You can't help somebody do something wrong, even if they could do it without you. So, just to be clear, we have a biblical, we have an Isra de Oraisa, to help somebody when they couldn't do it without you, and we have a derabanan, that you're not allowed to help somebody even when they could. There are a number of kulas, there are a number of leniencies that we have when it is only a misayeya, when it is only just helping somebody but they could do it without you. One of them, which Rav Moshe is famous for, is that if there's not actually anything wrong with what you're doing and it's just what the other person may ultimately do. So without getting too political, Rav Moshe was talking about a case about a wedding hall. The owner of a wedding hall reached out to him and said, there's a family that rented out my wedding hall, and I have a very strong suspicion that they're going to have mixed dancing. So am I allowed to rent it out to them? So Rav Moshe said, look, they're going to find another hall without you, even if you say no. And there's nothing wrong with having a wedding hall. The only problematic thing that they may be doing is what they do inside the wedding hall. So you're helping them out is not actually helping them do anything wrong. You're just giving them something, and it's up to them to decide whether they do something wrong with it or not. So over here, is you giving them a Dvar Torah anything inherently wrong? No. They could get other Divrei Torah to wrap up their newspapers, so it's only Misayeya. And so since you're just giving them a Dvar Torah to read and they're choosing to wrap it up afterwards, that is not a problem. It's not a problem of Misayeya because you didn't give them anything that's inherently problematic. It's just their choice. So this comes up a lot at workplaces. So let me clarify. So let's say, classic cases, you work in an office, you're going out for lunch. You're going to pick up something from lunch, and your non-religious Jewish coworker asks you, hey, can you pick up a bacon or ham sandwich for me? So are you allowed to do that? The answer is no, because even though they could get it without you, it's still something that's inherently problematic to have. You can't eat a bacon or ham sandwich if you're Jewish. But if they say, can you pick me up some food, and you bring them kosher food, or if you bring a cake to the office that's kosher, but you know they're not going to make brachos on it. So that's okay, because there's nothing inherently wrong with the food. They're just choosing to not make a bracha. So if the food is kosher, you can give it to them, even if you know they won't make a bracha, but you can't give them food that is usher to eat. So this comes up in a number of cases, not only in an office. It comes up a lot during Kiruv, like if you're running a Kiruv event. So there are going to be times when people there at this Kiruv event are not going to be making brachas, are going to be doing other things that are problematic under your auspices. So is that a problem? The answer is no, as long as they could technically do all those things on their own time, even if they weren't here, and what you're doing is not inherently problematic. So just something to keep in mind. It may not come up every day for you guys at this stage of life, but it is very important to remember as you get older and transition into the broader world. Have a wonderful week.